All right, been a busy, busy morning. Let's get you caught up on your way to lunch. Did you hear this?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
And as you remember, Mike, because you have a pretty good memory, Phoenix Police Chief Jerry Williams joined you in studio a little earlier this morning. And, well, she said they're going to unusual lengths to try and recruit officers because they're short roughly 350 cops.
We're heading to Ohio. Some would say, why are you going to Ohio? And that's because we found through some metrics that that's going to be a great place to recruit folks. And folks in the Midwest want to leave that kind of weather and come here to sunny, amazing Phoenix, Arizona to be police officers.
So do you think they'll get more recruits from Ohio or by pulling from, you know, those Tucson and Salt River, you know, officers who didn't want to get vaccinated?
Two different things there. One, the great thing would be to get lateral moves from officers here in Arizona that are already post-certified. It saves academy time. It saves money and it gets them up and running on the streets, especially if they're seasoned officers that already know the system in Arizona. They just have to get acclimated to Phoenix PD. But I do think they're going to get a bunch of officers from the Midwest. This has happened before. The migration went from the Midwest to the Southeast when I was very young, and there was a huge migration that way. Now the migration is going from the Midwest to the desert Southwest, and we're going to be beneficiaries of that. So if they can get this plan together and show what a great police department they have in Phoenix, I think potential cops are going to choose Phoenix over a lot of other cities. So I think they're going to get a huge number of people from the Midwest, especially cities like Cleveland.
A panel of independent advisors have recommended the FDA grant emergency use authorization for the Pfizer vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds. Now, this is one reason Dr. Eric Rubin, who's one of the advisors, says it's time to move forward with this vaccine.
We're never going to learn about how safe this vaccine is unless we start giving it. That's just the way it goes. I do think we should vote to approve it.
So he said, approve the vaccine because it's the only way we'll know how safe it is. Does that seem a little flippant to you?
Are you kidding? Here's what we're going to do. We've done such a horrible job selling the vaccines to adults. Let's do a worse job selling it to your kids. The only way we are ever going to figure out if this vaccine is safe for your children is if we start injecting your children with it. So let's make your kids guinea pigs. Is he married to Nancy Pelosi? Wasn't it her that said you have to vote for it to see what's in it?
That was Obamacare. Right?
Yeah, on Obamacare. It's the same thing, except now you're talking about the safety of a medication. The only way we're going to find out if I put that swing set together the right way is to get your kid on it. That way, you know, if he breaks an arm, we'll know we did it wrong. Oh my gosh, that's beautiful. What a great sales pitch. You're listening to Did You Hear This? Every day at this time, I still can't get over it. We do this. What's next, Jeremy?
Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs on with you last hour and explained why he's working on a bill that would basically eliminate OSHA.
All of these mandates that are coming out, vaccine mandates, those are going to be Secretary of Labor, OSHA-driven mandates. So that's a problem.
Is it time for OSHA to go bye-bye?
I don't think they're going to. I think what this does is send a message, and this is all about the politics of COVID-19. When the governor says, this is what we're going to do with the federal money, and the federal government says you can't do this, then OSHA comes in and they say they're going to do this because they have the jurisdiction. In the end, we understand what states' rights issues are, and I don't think we're going to abolish OSHA. But what's funny is they're talking about occupational health and safety, which is job site safety, to make sure you have a safe workplace. And somehow they are trying to tie this together because that's how they sell this. They're going to force you to get a vaccine so you keep everybody else safe. It's crazy.
Well, we got an update on the deadly movie set shooting involving actor Alec Baldwin. Santa Fe County Sheriff Adon Mendoza says they have the gun Baldwin shot that left the crew member dead, adding ammunition rounds found on the set included a mix of blanks, dummy rounds, and live rounds.
Until it's proven by the crime lab, it's a suspected live round that was fired, but it did fire from the weapon and it did cause injury. So that would lead us to believe that it was a live round.
All right, so based on what we've heard so far, do you think this will go down as an accident or will someone take the fall?
It could be both. It could be negligence. You know, there are different levels when someone is killed, it's a homicide. We have negligent homicide, which means you've done something. If you're a distracted driver, if you're texting on your phone and you run someone over, you didn't mean to kill someone, but due to your negligence, someone died. Now, if you've got, and everybody out there listening that has firearms, we have all all been taught safety first, and there are a number of things you need to know. One of them is, when would you ever be in a scenario, except for when you're practicing, that you would put a dummy round in a gun to, you know, when you're practicing in the middle so that you're not jerking when you shoot? You don't mix when you're supposed to have dummy rounds. You don't mix live rounds with them, number one. But there's also something in gun safety that says you never hand somebody a loaded weapon. And when you're handed a weapon, you assume it's loaded and you check. None of that was done. So we know that there was negligence here. Does it rise to the level of being criminal? And it sounds to me like they have been pretty careless about the ammunition on this set. And that carelessness could lead to charges. We'll see. And, you know, all of the I had a debate with somebody on social media about this. There are two things. Alec Baldwin has been fierce and he has been rude and he has been angry about guns, gun owners, and especially officer involved shootings. In one case, he tweeted out about an officer involved shooting. I wonder what it feels like to kill an unarmed person, unlawfully kill an unarmed person. And then he did it. So the vitriol, the anger, and the condescension that he has always used in dealing with guns is now coming back to haunt him. I'm not calling it right. I'm just saying this is why, this is part of what's happening. The other part of it is ignorance. There is nothing worse than ignorance. Because in this case, they think they've got it all under control. If you had real experts, and this is where people are going to hate I'm saying this, the NRA, this is not just a lobbying organization for gun rights. The training through the NRA, the gun safety training through the NRA, if they had an NRA certified person, and maybe they did, I don't know, if they had an NRA certified person in charge of these guns, this doesn't happen. When you have somebody that knows how to run an armory, someone that knows how to run a scene where guns are being used, when you have someone on a range, there's a range master. Those range masters are there for safety. You always keep a weapon pointed down range. Whether it's loaded or unloaded, you treat it like it's loaded. All of these things are necessary, and it doesn't sound like any of them were employed. There's arrogance and there's ignorance, and I think both were employed here. Coming up in a moment, we're going to revisit part of my interview with Chief Jerry Williams from the Phoenix Police Department. Staffing issues, COVID issues, and accountability issues. All that's coming up in just a couple of moments.